This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, June 14th. Well, last week was a pretty quiet week for cattle until Friday, when pressure in the grain complex sparked cattle higher, especially feeder cattle, which gapped higher and held well throughout the trading session. And I would imagine you're going to see more of that today with the grains under heavy selling pressure. That's certainly going to add some enthusiasm for the feeder cattle market. And I would look for them to continue to stretch higher, at least in the early part of the session. For the cash trade in cattle, not a lot to talk about much there, where the cash trade has been steady, just where it's been the last couple months, in fact, just stuck at 120 on the Fed trade, 191 on the dressed. Box beef values, however, starting to show some weakness, especially in the select trade. But the choice was down 69 cents at 338. Select was down 519 at 305. The spread was up 4.5 at 32.35. Movement just 78 loads on Friday. Slaughter rates picking up at 595,000 as of Friday. That was up about 150,000 over the previous week. And of course, that was the JBS hack week. And then, of course, last year, 573. So last year, we can see we were getting coming out of the COVID chaos, and we're pretty much just slightly higher than where we were a year ago as far as current slaughter rates. The feeder cattle index, on Friday was up 32 cents. We're at 140.23. So stabilizing there as well. But I would imagine with the good rains across the plains and even the northern plains, and the weakness in the grain complex, that feeder cattle, not only futures markets, but cash markets are going to be higher as well. Demand for the lighter weight grazing calves, I think, is going to stay strong. And this time of year, you usually just don't find them. And I think that's going to continue to underpin the feeder cattle. So we're not getting the weakness that I expected to see in feeders. Of course, with the sharply lower corn, that's tough to really press feeders at the same time. Although we've seen it, but it's just it's not something that we're seeing right now. So when we look at the load count for box beef, we noticed that last week we were down pretty much every day from the week prior. And the week prior, of course, had strong prices and strong movement. And then we come into last week where the box beef value started to slip a little bit. There were a couple days where they were higher, but generally speaking, we were down for the week by about $7 on the select, and the choice was down a couple dollars. So we're starting to see weakness in the box beef trade and the movement back off as well. So it's not like the packers are trying to push out a lot of product. They've just backed off on slaughter rates, and yet prices are still coming down. That's not a good sign, because it suggests that the retailer is just not buying as much, and of course that would suggest that the consumer has backed away from beef. And this was a fear that we were looking at, and I think this could be the shot across the bow showing us that that is indeed happening. If box beef values were going lower, you would think that the volumes would be picking up if demand were still there, and that does not appear to be happening. So pay close attention to that this week as well. I mean, obviously it always boils down to consumer demand, and high beef prices were creating some fear that they would be switching to other proteins. And the time of year as well. You know, we're getting into the summertime when beef consumption tends to back off. You tend to see demand drop, and that was we were hoping that wouldn't happen. Obviously, you always hope that doesn't happen. But this year in particular, where you have a lot of front-end loaded feedlots struggling to find a slaughter slot and move out these heavy cattle, and now we're getting some hints that demand is starting to back off as well. So this is, I think, again, a red flag that we'll be watching pretty closely this week. And if these indicators show up again this week, then I think we've got a real problem on our hands. That would be an issue for the live cattle market. For feeders, of course, they're going to be looking at corn, and that would be supportive. But if the live cattle start to buckle, I think that's going to be a drag on feeders as well. And of course, there's still a lot of growing season in front of us for the grain crops, and what we're looking at as far as, you know, whether as we get into the pollination period through July, there's still a lot of volatility left in this market. The overarching theme for the summer was above normal temperatures, below normal precip across the northern plains and across the Midwest, the northern part of the Midwest. And that has kind of been pushed to the back burner with very good rains across the Dakotas and the northern part of the Midwest. And that's what's breaking the grain market for the short term. Longer term, we'll see if that, you know, the overarching theme materializes. If it does, and the grain markets take another leg up, that's just one more reason feeders would drop. But right in front of us, I would expect that feeders would be pretty well supported because of the extreme weakness in the grain space. But the live cattle, I think we need to pay really close attention to what's going on in the grocery stores and what kind of consumer demand is hovering out there. Because again, what we're seeing from last week would suggest that there's trouble brewing as far as the demand picture goes, at least domestic demand. Export demand has been okay at best, but it's not going to carry the day if you start seeing domestic demand start to fall off. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.